Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Also going back to the lines itself. Rocky from Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Rocky?
Hi, good morning. I want to thank you for illuminating all the topics you bring up. It really helps me. And you mentioned about marijuana being illegal. I understand it's illegal, but is there a way to change the fines so that it's not a $5,000 ticket for second possession, a felony, as they do in Racine? For one, the police there, if they pull you over, that's the charge. It's not a slap on the wrist and go home. How do we change the state law so it's a $5 fine and you mail it in? Stop wasting the court time, people's time, police time. I mean, if you're not on a murder case that's unsolved, why are you hassling a guy for pot, putting him in the jail, giving a $5,000 fine? It makes no sense.
Right. Excellent points. Here's the deal. First of all, it should be legal. It's legal in Illinois. It's crazy. It's legal in Colorado. It's starting to close in on us. When it's legal in Iowa, Minnesota, and Michigan, it's not legal here. Who are we kidding, right? Number one. Number two, though, what you're saying makes a lot of sense, but it would take urban and liberal areas of the state, but there's a lot of areas that wouldn't do it. What you're suggesting is that municipalities, for instance, pass an ordinance, and they've done this elsewhere, that just says possession of marijuana is a $5 fine. In other words, not an arrestable offense. You know, they issue you a citation for speeding. They don't arrest you. They give you a ticket. And it could be, you know, $50, $100, $150. The idea would be that the city council in Dane County, Milwaukee County, would pass that kind of an ordinance, and that would deal with it. But there are two problems with that, Rocky. One of them is the county board of the municipalities in Rusk County won't do it. In Washington County, they won't do it. In Marinette County, they won't do it. In Marathon County, they won't do it. You see what I mean? In Green Lake County, they won't do it. So basically, rural people are going to continue to get the shaft. And that's number one. Number two, it's still illegal under federal law. And so if a police officer, even if the Dane County and the Milwaukee County Common Council passed a $5 ordinance, police officers, if they wanted to harass somebody or they wanted to get somebody, would pull them over for a taillight, you know, that kind of thing. And then they would, quote, smell marijuana, end quote, through the window, search the car. And if they found it, yeah, it would then be a $5 ordinance violation. But they would have used it to pull people over, harass them, and arrest them simply because it would be a violation of federal law. What's got to happen is got to be legalized, first of all, by the states, and then secondly, by the federal government. The state has to legalize it, in my view. Your solution is terrific for Madison and Milwaukee if you also have well-intentioned police officers who abide by it. And there are many, and it would help. It would help a great deal. In Milwaukee County right now, just as a matter of prosecutorial discretion, certainly the DA isn't charging these things. We have one of the great DAs in the country, John Chisholm, excellent DA. He knows what's serious crime and what isn't, and he doesn't charge it. But the thing that concerns me the most about it is that, and there was an example in Eau Claire, an individual that I met with up there and with some of the Democratic Party up there, individual in Eau Claire, had been picked up several times, and then the accumulation of just marijuana, he wasn't a dealer, resulted in a felony conviction. It barred him from employment and ruined his life. It ruined his life. If he'd done it in Colorado and in Illinois, it wouldn't have mattered. you can't have that kind of craziness. You can't have something ruin a guy's life in Eau Claire, not ruin it in Denver and Chicago. That's just plain, flat out wrong and crazy. So the ultimate is to get, if once many of the states legalize it, the federal government will have no choice. But in the short run, your idea is an excellent idea. Let's deal with it as we can in Dane, Milwaukee, you know, maybe I'm trying to think of some of the others that might go along with something like that. But unfortunately, we have a lot of conservative counties, at least county boards in this state. I personally think that the rank and file Republicans would support it. I gave a speech down in Greene County, my wife's hometown in Monroe, Wisconsin. Know where that is? About 45 miles south of Madison, real close to the Illinois border, on the Illinois border, really. And a lot of folks in the audience, and you know, many of them on the more conservative side, they were all for marijuana. They'd use it for medical marijuana. And they think it's sort of nuts that it's not legal. So I'm with you, Rocky. Good luck. And I, you know, whatever, I don't know what all the Dane County ordinances are, but trying to decriminalize it, make it a $1 fine, you know, that kind of thing, and then forgive it. But it still is not going to work in conservative counties. And that is the problem. So Rocky, thanks a lot for calling in. Development over in Africa. ISIS, the Islamic State, is seeking, and this was a large article in the national press, seeking revival in Central Africa. You know, they've been kicked out of Syria, kicked out of other places, but their leader said, I call on all Muslims in the world to join us in the Congo. They're in the Congo right now, along with Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram. And their sole purpose, that area is largely Christian, and their sole purpose is to murder everybody in the area until they convert. Now, they're in Mozambique, they're in the Congo, they're in the Central African Republic. One of the really atrocities is, you know, there's the World Criminal Court in The Hague, which for some reason the Dutch are using African judges who are from Muslim countries. One of them was Fatou Bensouda of the Gambia. And before she stepped down, she launched a criminal investigation against Central African Republican leaders who are Christians for fighting back against Muslim attacks. That's got to stop. The Dutch, you know something, I like liberal cities and all that, but enough's enough, okay? Enough's enough. There are people, Christians and animists, are being killed in Africa. Yazidis were being killed in Syria. That's got to stop. And I'll tell you what, also, Joe Biden has said he's going to change the refugee program, admit 15,000, and he is going to stop the preference given to Christians because it was given because our State Department has certified them as subject to genocide. The idea behind refugees is to give sanctuary against genocide. And what's going to happen now is that's not going to be the case, and we're going to be admitting some people from the culture that perpetuates the genocide. So this has all got to change. This has all got to change. We cannot afford to see the rest of Africa fall the way Asia fell a long time ago, the way Northern Africa has fallen with nothing but jihadist governments that are really abusing people. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Thanks for taking my call, Matt. Good morning to you. I just like to say a little bit this morning about gun violence in this country. Heck, I don't even see the thoughts and prayers thing anymore. It's just become so commonplace and you can't even talk about it. Each side kind of goes in their corners. And I do own guns because I don't hunt as much as I used to mostly. But I have a conceal and carry. In fact, I wish former governor, I would have passed that one he had in front of him because that was a lot better deal. But at any rate, there has to be some change in the Republicans need to talk about this. I know it's, you know, when anything happens right away, they're thinking about getting votes. But there definitely has to. You're not going to stop this whole thing to begin with. But you need to make a step in the right direction. And number one would be a red flag rule. If you're not mentally competent, you shouldn't be able to own any automatic weapons. Now, that's not without problems either. I mean, if a person wants to get an assault rifle, he can. If he wants to go through some different channels, should we say. And also, if you're going to buy an assault weapon, you should also have a background check, and maybe even as far as a cooling off period, because you don't need it right away to begin with, I don't think. There's no reason why you couldn't wait 24 hours. Is this going to stop everything? No. And it's just, at some point here, you have to try your best to keep hands out of, or keep weapons out of hands of people that have mental issues or problems, or at least
I agree, Paul. And we're going to a break. I'm going to respond. That's a very serious subject. I'm going to respond fully when we come back from the break. The lines, well, there are other people on the lines as well. Do not hang up. I will get to you after the break, and I will also respond to Wisco Paul. Thanks for calling in, Paul. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.